Two of Alaska's candidates for U.S. Senate took to the national airwaves this weekend, throwing punches and setting a tone likely to continue until Election Day. Senator Lisa Murkowski defended her plan to run as a write-in candidate, and Republican nominee Joe Miller defended his views, including his belief that unemployment benefits are unconstitutional. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Senator Lisa Murkowski appeared on CNN's State of the Union with Candy Crowley, who asked the senator if she looks like a sore loser for jumping back into the race.
That's a perfectly legitimate question. There is a process there. But what happened in my particular race, you had the Tea Party Express, this California-based group, come in at the last minute in a campaign, run a mudslinging smear, just a terrible, terrible campaign with lies and fabrications, mischaracterization.
Murkowski says while she wants to reduce deficit spending, just like the Tea Party movement, she believes Joe Miller is taking things too far. She echoed the more aggressive tone of Friday's write-in kickoff.
He is suggesting to us, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many, many Alaskans, some pretty radical things. You know, we dump Social Security, no more Medicare. Let's get rid of the Department of Education, elimination of all earmarks. You know, he has taken an approach that is just plain and simple, more radical than where the people of the state of Alaska are.
Meanwhile, Joe Miller appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he told host Chris Wallace that Murkowski is out of touch.
Well, obviously, Chris, he's not listening very well to the Alaskan voters, because this primary, we had the largest turnout of Republican voters in the history of the state. And they said resoundingly, well, 2,000 votes, I guess that's as resoundingly as it gets, that in fact, the views that we've expressed during this campaign are the views that the future of the state needs to embrace. So I think that really she's just got a real disconnection from reality and thinking that the voters of Alaska are extreme.
Fox's Chris Wallace pressed Miller twice after not getting a direct response about his stance that unemployment benefits are unconstitutional. Wallace asked how the candidate would help the 44 million Americans who are living in poverty.
What we have in this country is an entitlement mentality. It's an entitlement not just at the individual, but even at the state level, that if all goes wrong, it's the federal government's role to get in there and provide for the general welfare, to basically provide for the solvency, particularly of states and other entities, the auto companies, the banks, everything else that fails, the government should be involved in bailing out.
Miller compared the bailouts of banks to unemployment benefits and went on to say that items like unemployment assistance that aren't directly listed in the Constitution should be handled by the states. Senator Murkowski's staff says she'll spend the majority of her time in the next few weeks campaigning in Alaska and deciding on a case-by-case basis whether to return to Washington for particular votes or other business. Miller, for his part, will venture to D.C. at the end of this month for a campaign visit. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.